Now, one lady who may drink coffee now and again, but she's so up and about herself, the wonderful, our high-performance coach, wellness guru, Steph Kakaris. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
Fired up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Final weekend.
Oh, I tell you what, you love your footy, you and Pete, don't you?
It's magical.
Except,
yeah.
I don't know, it's I don't know how the marriage has survived. You're Essendon, he's Collingwood.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's just
what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is a bit difficult, but we seem to manage around.
Yeah, no, that's good. Now, this morning we're going to talk about, we've just had Shaunie Simpson on there, who's a Geelong champion, and Jason Mooney on a bit earlier, who was another Geelong Swans champion, talking about preparing for the big game. As a player, Steph, obviously during the year, like players get up for games and that sort of thing, is in finals time, it's obviously different. Do they prepare differently, or should they?
Yeah, great question. The thing with preparing for a game is that we need to get our levels of excitement or nervousness just right so that we play well. So a lot of people think that being nervous is a bad thing, but actually it's a good thing, and it's actually necessary for peak performance, is some level of, you know, excitement and or nervousness, or, you know, feeling really pumped and ready to play. But you kind of need to keep that in check too, because if you're too nervous, then that's when your performance drops off. If you're just too tense, too nervous, too tight, that's when you don't play very well. So as a player during the year, they're required to monitor their levels of nervousness. And in psychology, in sports psychology, the technical term is their arousal level. Now, it's not the kind of arousal that you might be thinking of.
It's a bit early.
But it's physiological arousal. So it's your heart rate and your adrenaline levels and all those things that get you, you know, hyped up and ready to play well. Now, for some players, their arousal level, for want of a better term, because it's a really good term for overall term, or their level of nervousness, for some players, it needs to be really quite low. So some players play best when they're relaxed and when they're really mellow. And other players, they need to be punching, you know, punching bags and, you know, doing a lot of really physical stuff before the game to get really hyped up. So as a player, it's really important to know that what is your perfect point, and then weave that into your preparation. So you'll see, you know, when they before a big game, when they're going back to the rooms and they're showing them preparing, you'll see some guys sitting in a quiet corner with headphones in, probably listening to, you know, some
Bruce Springsteen
or something. And then you'll see other guys who are, like, you know, wrestling with each other and you know, sprinting up and down and all that kind of thing, because that's what they need to do to prepare. So, you know, in the old days, everyone used to prepare the same. They thought, well, you know, we're all a team. We all should prepare the same in the lead up to the game. But these days they understand those individual differences. And so it is important to keep your routine the same from what's worked for you during the year. And you'll see at the grand final parade, you know, always, every year, someone's interviewed and they say, oh, you know, we're trying to keep a lid on it, and we're trying to, you know, just prepare like we would any other game. And the reason why they say that is because if you really think about, oh my God, this is a grand final, and think about what's at stake, then you can become too nervous, and that's when your performance will drop off.
Oh, that's bloody brilliant. If a player who's normally just very quiet, if he gets sucked into that crescendo building sort of for the grand final, he might just burn himself out before he actually runs out onto the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's you've got to be really careful with, you know, enjoy the grand final parade for what it is, because it's a special day, because it's not something that you get to do very often. But then it's important to go home and to go back to the hotel or whatever and just relax and just, you know, try and keep it as normal as possible. It's, you know, it is a cliche, but that's why it's really important. You know, it's funny because I just wanted to tell you a little story about many years ago when I was working with some elite rowers that they were up for a really big race, and they were extraordinarily nervous. and I had worked for an hour before the race with them, getting them really calm, just getting them to enjoy the race, and they felt really good about, you know, just get out there and do their best,
yeah,
without being too nervous. And then the coach turns up and gives them this rev up speech before they get into the boat, like literally like 2 minutes before they got into the boat, you know, you're never going to have this opportunity again, all this kind of stuff. And I was just standing there watching going, oh my God, I was hanging my head in my hands. And of course, they ended up coming last.
Just on that theme, it's perfect segue into what I was going to ask you, Steph, about at AFL level, there's obviously personnel of your ilk within the club.
Yes.
And they would obviously all be on the same page with the coaching staff to make sure that sort of thing wouldn't happen. But would, in a pre-game preparation, would people of your ilk just be wandering around monitoring progress, being available to help if anyone looked to be a little bit overcooked, so to speak?
Yes and no. To be honest, I'm not actually sure what the roles of the psychologists are on game day. But when I was working with some AFL, I worked with elite juniors for many years, and I would have a special relationship with specific players where the coaches knew that player, you know, that I was sort of entitled to spend a bit of time with those players before the game. But you've got to be careful because they've got a lot of people in their ear. So on game day, I used to take more of a background role. There were three or four players that I might have a word in their ear or whatever. But they know what they need to do. They've already worked with the psychologist beforehand about to be in touch with their own bodies, I guess, and to be feeling, well, if they feel like they need to just calm down, then they need to, you know, then they know what they need to do. They need to go sit quietly and listen to some quiet music. Or if they need to get some of that energy out, they need to actually move their bodies, because if the adrenaline builds up, you can actually dissipate it by some physical activity. So that, you know, they might just do some gentle skipping, or some, you know, how they run through those ladders or those kind of little things, kicking the footy within the rooms. So by that day, yeah, for sure, you know, there'll be a few people that the psych would be able to have access to. But in general, I think on the game day, the psych takes a backward role, and they work with more of the players during the year.
But as you said, the coaching panel, in particular the head coach and the psych, would be on the same page as to the individual's different methods of preparation.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, for sure.
No, it'll be great. Now, Steph, who do you think this weekend? You've obviously been following it closely. Who do you think's going to get up?
Geez, I think it'll be close tonight.
Yeah.
I
You're going to say Sydney, aren't you? Even though we're on Geelong Radio.
Can I?
Yeah. No, you can. You can.
I think Sydney are probably just a little bit ahead of the race for mine.
All right, well, you got one wrong so far. What's your next one?
I'm definitely going for the Doggies tomorrow night. Like everyone else, I have a soft spot for the Doggies. And my husband's best friend is a mad Bulldog supporter and never, ever, ever misses a game, and has never since he was about 10 years old in Melbourne.
Wow.
So definitely be barracking for the Doggies.
They're the people I love. And the Doggies have got lots of them, and that's why I think most of Melbourne who aren't aligned with a finals team will be definitely on the Doggies wagon for that very reason. The passionate supporters are... Ooh,
they're going to be going off.
1954, Brett. That's a long time between
drinks. Before I was born. I don't know about you, Rob.
Yeah, I wasn't born then either.
Phil, no, you were born. You were two. Phil was two.
62 years. There's a long time between drinks.
It is. Now, Steph, if people want to get hold of you for your wonderful advice, how can they do that?
Yeah, so my website's highperformancecoach.com.au, and my email's just Steph, STEPH, at highperformancecoach.com.au. Great to talk to you again, guys.
Mate, can we get you on next week? Can we get you 2 weeks in a row for a grand final preview?
Geez, stretching the friendship.
I know. I'll extend the contract.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries at all.
That'll be awesome.
Good on
Steph.
You, Steph.
Thanks very much for your input. We love it. And our listeners have just been messaging me going, love what she's saying. So, except the Sydney one. They weren't happy with that, Steph. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
See ya.